with No Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio Produced podcast where we don't have a topic unless you send us some stuff.
This show relies on you.
Wade and Willie at Gmail, Real Life Sci-Fi 1 on Twitter, Real Life Sci-Fi on Instagram. There's a Facebook group too. I'm tired. I woke up. I had this nightmare. And this little girl came to me and she's like, okay, when you're ready to go home, say home, 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 can, can. I think it was something like that. And I was like, okay. And then she led me to like these four rooms and they got like increasingly scarier. Like one was like a really stereotypical like nun who like got red eyes. And I think that was the fourth one, because I don't know, there was like a weird like ball figure guy, and like and she would be like, you have to scare him or something like that. She was like walking me through this process of these rooms. And I got fucking really scared, even though it wasn't that scary. They weren't like attacking me or anything. They were just there looking at me. but I got so scared that like she was like, you got to scare the nun or the witch or whatever it was. And so I just like, I woke myself up. I was just going like, like that.
Was that you being scared or trying to scare?
I think I was trying to scare the nun, but it just really scared me too. So I woke myself up and then I couldn't fall back asleep.
What time was this, do you think?
This is like from 4 to like probably just after 5 or something like that.
Do you think this was an escape room nightmare?
I don't know. Because I was on a golf course at first when she came to me. And then I was just in this house. And then I was living in the house with my family. And then like... When I woke up, and I was like, oh, it'd be fun if that little girl was like... Because I thought she was the daughter of this couple that was staying with us. I don't know. It'd be funny if she was just like a ghost.
Now, when you were yelling in the dream, did it morph into your hearing yourself?
Well, I wasn't yelling in the dream. I was just like concentrating on being scary. So, but it's like I have a hard enough time falling asleep as it is. Like, it's really weird. I do this thing where I'll sleep for like an hour and then wake up out of nowhere. And then I just can't fall back asleep for a really long time. And so it was like that, only at like 4:30 in the morning. And I was scared. I was like, I really want to let my cat in here for company, but I don't want to like get out of my bed.
Yeah. Whenever I'm in that situation, because like, I'll say things out loud, like the things that I'm thinking to like throw off any ghosts or whatever that have any ideas.
Uh-huh. You'll say what you're actually thinking, or you'll say like the opposite of what your plan is.
I'll say things to make everything seem normal. Well, I'm just going to let the cat in and go to bed. Just so to, I don't know, it like comforts me to know that if something was in the room, they heard what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to pee. Just going to go pee now.
And it's almost like I'm trying to explain to them that I don't know that they exist and I'm not afraid of them. You know, like,
yeah,
nothing's here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny with that line of thinking, because it's almost like as long as they don't know I believe in them, they can't do anything to me.
Yeah.
But once they know I believe in them, they can, I don't know, get physical or something.
That, I mean, and I don't believe that either, but that's just something that I do, because it's kind of like, you know, like in Sixth Sense or Ghost or whatever. Like, I feel like there's kind of a trigger, like, oh, you can see us? Oh, hey, over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's weird because whatever that would be wouldn't be what we think it is, in that me talking to a ghost wouldn't make a ghost look It's almost like if you could see them and pretend like you didn't see them, it's like they would know that you could see them probably. Because to me, it's a, I don't believe in ghosts, but whatever, that energy, or if there's something else, like there would be a telepathic communication. And
well, that's what Haley Joel was trying to do, right? He would like walk by them and try to ignore them, and yeah, they'd always kind of look at him like weird.
Yeah. He's kind of peed a little bit. I think he knows.
Have you seen him lately? His face is so wide. He has like the whitest face.
Yeah. Did you see Future Man?
Yes. Is he in that?
Future Man? Yeah. He's the guy in the future that turns into a robot or a projection of himself.
I don't even remember that.
It's like an AI.
Wasn't he an Entourage or something? He was in something that I saw and I was like, oh, weird. I guess he's acting still.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, like, Future Man just came out, season 2.
It's just so reference heavy, dude.
I know. He's the guy in the future. He's the bearded guy.
I don't remember the plot. I just remember the present day stuff, kind of. Isn't it all in the present day? Don't those guys come to the present day and the video game guy is with them?
Well, season 2.
Oh, I haven't seen season 2. Is Haley Joel in only season 2?
He is a small character in season 1. He works at the industries that they're trying to take down. He works underneath... who's the guy that they killed?
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember him. Yeah, he like works at the lab or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, fuck it. I can give a spoiler, right? Well, no, you don't care. You don't want a spoiler, do you?
I don't care, but if it just came out, I wouldn't. I was going to give a spoiler for A Quiet Place. Have you seen A Quiet Place?
No.
Do you want to hear a spoiler?
Yeah.
It's a big one. But this one just came on Hulu. So I figure once it's on Hulu, it's kind of open game for spoilers, right?
Well, I feel like you binge watch the thing, and it sucks because you don't get to talk to anybody about it because everybody binges on their own schedule.
Well, A Quiet Place is just the TV, the movie. The guy from The Office, John Krasinski.
Okay.
He like wrote and directed it.
Is it a horror?
Yeah, they can't say anything. It was like Oscar nominated last year.
I didn't watch anything last year.
The only reason I'm surprised is because it was like a very talked about movie last year. I don't know if it was Oscar nominated. I think it maybe was. I think it was. But anyway, do you want to hear my spoiler for it?
I really don't care about spoilers because I could have read the script is what I always say, you know, like.
Well, and as far as spoilers go, this one's pretty much like it's a 50-50 chance this was going to happen. It's not like a twist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So John Krasinski and his family, because now you don't know anything, so now I feel like I have to catch you up. It's like these alien things have wiped out like most of humanity, and they're like living in the woods, and they have to be super, super quiet because I guess these things are blind, but all they do is like if they hear anything, they just come and kill it.
Okay, I remember the ad for this.
Yeah, and they put like beach sand everywhere they want to go so that their footsteps are really quiet, which is like, how did you do that? Where'd you get all this sand from?
Well, like if you picture a shovel, like getting into beach sand, it's the loudest thing ever.
Yeah. Also, I mean, here's part of, and this is like been said before, I'm not breaking ground with this, but they go to this river and this waterfall, and he's like, yeah, you can just like talk here because the river's louder than we are. It's like, we'll live by the fucking river then.
Yeah.
They live like in the middle of the woods, and then they have to go to the river to fish. It's like, well, why don't you just live by the fucking river? So anyway, here's the spoiler, and it's just because it's funny. If you don't want a spoiler, hit that like fast forward 30 seconds thing on your phone right now. John Krasinski dies, but the way he does it is like he has this poor relationship with his daughter where she thinks he doesn't love her, right? She thinks he doesn't love her.
Yeah.
So they're in trouble with one of the monsters. So he needs to draw the monster's attention. And they use sign language to communicate all the time. So he signs, I love you, I've always loved you. And then he just goes...
30 more seconds. Go on.
And then he just goes, were you timing it?
Yeah.
And then he just goes, and so it's fucking hilarious. Because it's like, he's just screaming. And he directed it. And I feel like if anyone else would have directed it, they would have said, like, let's get a take where you just say out loud, I love you, I've always loved you.
And that's the thing.
And that will bring the monster over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why sign it and then just go, it's so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, and maybe throw a rock. Because if footsteps will get their attention, like, throw a rock.
But I think, like, it was so, everything was so loud at that time, a rock wouldn't have done it.
Like, oh, okay, okay.
It was like pounding the car and they're inside of it and stuff like that. But anyway, it's really funny. I mean, like, I couldn't not laugh.
I'll give my spoiler, because it's not really a spoiler. It's at the end of season one of Future Man, if you haven't seen it too, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, been out for like well over a year.
They kill Keith David, you know, they blow up the building. He was the head guy. Keith David?
The herpes guy?
Yeah. And then so when they killed him, Haley Joel Osment's character becomes
the
leader.
He becomes the asshole.
Or the asshole, yeah.
They keep like kind of flipping that dynamic, right?
Yeah, yeah. So in season two, he's got a big part. I didn't think I would like season two, and there's a lot of things I don't like about it, but I still think it's great.
You think it's great?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's great in that I like watching sci-fi, and I like watching, like, I'll watch a whole terrible sci-fi series just to see what they do with the story.
Yeah, but it just felt like I was just watching some people go like, oh, remember Back to the Future? Let's do that part of Back to the Future.
Yeah, I mean, definitely season one is that, yeah, for sure. Season two isn't that as much.
Well, all right. I mean, whatever. I shouldn't trash it because it's like, well, wait, is that an original idea or is that some kind of comic book or something?
Well, I don't know if it's a comic book, but it sounds like The Last Starfighter made into a TV series. Except that
But he's like a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a mistaken identity, Last Starfighter kind of thing.
It's like, oh, well, you know, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I whatever. There's no reason for me to hate on it. I should just be cooler with more stuff.
We have been getting somebody from, now listen, when it comes to English as a second language, I'm all for everybody, you know, I'm not like,
what is this? What are you about to say?
This is about some Twitter shit.
Okay.
You know, my fucking mom is English as a second language, and I know that when, you know, my parents got a divorce, she for a while had to work, and she was like, you know, working at a hotel doing hotel rooms.
Uh-huh.
And it sucked because when I moved out here, I had to go visit her while she was working and she didn't have a break. And so I talked to her while she was changing a room.
Yeah.
And it sucked. Anyways.
What do you mean? Why did it suck?
Well, because like here she is working her ass off and I'm moving to Hollywood. That we didn't have time to, that I didn't see her enough to like really say goodbye because she was working, you know, like.
This was like right before we left?
Yeah.
Oh. Jesus. That's so sad.
And so I only bring that up because obviously whoever is tweeting at us is
ESL?
Yeah, yeah. And so I just want to read this interaction to you because it makes me laugh.
But you're not going to make fun of these people.
I don't know if I'm being an asshole.
Okay.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
Okay. So your intentions are good.
Well, yeah, yeah. Okay, so he said...
I didn't like that. I didn't like that response.
Well, I don't know, because he's trying to make money.
He's trying to make money?
So here we go. Hi. Okay. He says, hi. I go, howdy. Sir, I am professional podcast promoter. I go, how do you do? Talk to me. I'm not good at promoting our podcast.
Yeah.
His response, I will better promotion your podcast.
Yeah.
I will better promotion your podcast.
Yeah, come on. English is hard.
Sure, sure. So I didn't answer. And he goes, hi, sir, later on.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hi.
What's up with sir? This guy sounds Indian, right? Because...
I
feel like Indians say sir constantly.
And you know, it's a photo of a guy, but the account is a girl. So It's weird. I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
The thing is I feel like this is all false. I feel like this is a rip. This is a scam.
Like a catfish kind of thing?
Yeah. And then later on, sir, do you promotion your podcast? Yes. What do you do? That's what I say. Hi, sir. I am professional podcast promoter. I will give you better promotion and subscribe, rating, download, and real listener. Time goes by. Please, sir, say something.
Why don't you ask him? Ask him what? Say like, go ahead.
Well, but the
do
whole
it.
The whole point though is
promotion us.
Me going like, you're trying to sales pitch me. I don't. Why do I have to do all the work?
Right.
And so I go. I'm trying to ask you what you do. How do you promote it? How do I promote? It's not a rule to share with anyone else.
Oh, it's trade secrets.
You order me. I understand how to promote.
You order me. So it's so okay. I can follow that.
And so I go, I'm trying to ask how it works. How much do I pay you? And then how long do you promote? I really need to know these things. Now, this is me being an asshole at this point because I'm like, listen.
I don't think so. You're just asking for details on what he's selling.
If you're trying to like promote that you promotion podcasts,
mm-hmm.
like you have to do the work. You have to tell me what you do. You have to tell me how much it costs.
It almost seems like he works for like... You know, they have those like gold farms for like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it's just like 20 Asian guys in a room just like mining gold for like,
yeah, yeah. So he
for your own account.
Says this to everybody. Hey, I promotion podcasts.
Yeah. It's probably like they probably have like 100 people in a room just like subscribing to your podcast or something like that.
How long do you want to receive the promotion of the amount of my work? Depend on him. I take $50 for. $2 for 2 days and $250 for 30 days. I take my work PayPal, Paynor account. I take the work of my work after the end. Okay, we're probably not going to do business with him.
$50 for 2 days or $250 for a month? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
What? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, here's $250, bro.
I'm like, but I'm like, you know, I get a lot of people hitting me up trying to promote our podcast, and it's like, you know, yeah, you know, if you're gonna save $50 for 2 hours or whatever,
two days,
you have to offer some kind of guarantee of what kind of opportunity you're providing.
I guarantee what it would. Well, I can't guarantee this, but I can almost promise that it's. Oh, you'll get like for 2 days you'll get like 50 new followers each day, and then like and then he'll be like, "See, it's worth it."
But I mean, like, I'm just saying, if you're gonna be in this business, if you're doing what Rohan's trying to do, you have to do a better job than he's doing. You have to tell me from the get-go. Questions I might have.
Well, but this is obviously one of those farms. This is not a salesman. This is just some, you know, if he were a salesman, yeah. I mean, you're critiquing a guy for being a salesman who's obviously not.
I know. I'm just, you know, I when I read this, I freak out so bad. I'm like, just be nice. Just be nice.
I don't know. You don't really have to be nice. Tell him to prove it. Be like,
show me.
Yeah, show me what you can do.
Fucking show me.
Talking about Indians and them saying sir a lot, I only noticed this because there's a lot of Indian Clash of Clans players, and me and Willie still play Clash of Clans, and it's kind of embarrassing.
We have been in like 10 different clans together. I used to run a clan, and then it just, I don't know. We couldn't get a team together.
We had a good team for a really long time, and then they all just fell off.
They all, the everybody way a just smart stopped person playing. Would like.
Yeah, they just stopped playing.
We didn't stop.
But I've never spent any money on it until today, because they released this thing. It's such a scam to get money.
They're billionaires.
I figured. Well, they're billionaires under their own model. I don't know why they have to keep making up new ways to get money, even though I. Fell for the new way. I figured I've been playing for what, 6 years, something like that?
Yeah.
Never spent any money. I bought a $5 thing And it's like part of the game. I didn't just buy something. I bought a thing where I can like earn more things.
It lasts for a month and there's rewards and there's extra things to do. There's challenges and perks.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I really don't. I don't mind the game. I don't mind waiting and shit like that. Like, that's how they've never gotten any money from me, because I'm fine with waiting for a week for my Barbarian King to update. Upgrade.
Yeah, I have spent a lot of money, and it's been a joke, but I'm definitely also patient. Like, right now, you know, I've got... Well, whatever. I can wait.
But you bought the thing too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The most money I spent was when I was the leader, and it's like, well, I should fucking be able to donate and have the best troops and all this stuff, whatever. So yeah, I did this thing too. And I mean, that's the one drawback of any of these microcharge games, is that, like, well, listen, we've been playing for 6 years and then they still keep reinventing the wheel. We've been here for 6 years. Knock it off. Oh, now there's an ice wizard.
The problem is there's this new update today, and all they did was benefit people who are newer to the game, and they didn't give anybody that's over a certain level any benefits. I think my walls are cheaper by like 200,000.
I write these guys all the time. I always say that. I'd be like, listen, I've spent thousands of dollars and I've been playing this whole time.
Oh, you just said it out loud.
But thousands? It's over years though.
Still, man. Ugh. Thousands plural. I mean, I didn't want to even ask you the number, but...
I know. I think it's about three.
Jesus Christ. You're the reason. Yeah. It's guys like you. You're the whale.
But it's weird because I also... For a while, I was like, well, I'm making good money. Every paycheck, $50 to the game that I play all day long.
Right. Every paycheck. Eh. $50 a week?
Yeah.
It's not that bad, I guess. It's bad. But.
When you put it that way, but then I'm like, man, I am upset that I... Now it's like, now I can never quit.
Well, I never really want to. I still enjoy it. I still think it's fun. I don't know why people do quit. They just get bored of it?
Well, I think a lot of people quit because, like me, they can't stop themselves from spending money.
See, but once I spent money, I would like never abandon it. I spent $10 on that Transformers game, and I hated it. And I still played it for like another year.
Yeah. I'm definitely good at not spending money now. Because
now you just have to like turn your screen off and then rotate it 40 degrees and see Moose's face staring back at you.
I know. I'm like, well, if I spend money now, I could just put this into his a savings fund for him. So don't spend the money.
Yeah. And today's was just $5. So that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. So that's video game talk.
If you're, well, you know, for a while I didn't mind also spending money because I would deduct it, because we would make fake video game videos all the time. We were big trolls, super epic video game news, the Halo Minute.
Yeah.
I have got like four videos that've got 1 million downloads and they're all fake cheat codes. I did one for Clash of Clans of how to get extra gems. And if you did what I did, you would spend all your gems.
That's evil, man.
It was funny. There's a billion downloads of that video.
Ugh, God, that's so mean.
All I have is I have so much hate mail.
It seems almost illegal to like scam people.
Well,
like
it's
that.
Funny because to bring that up, like.
Well, but it's not illegal because they're trying to get one over on the game, and you're teaching them a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
For this billion-dollar company.
But, like, it's weird because... And I don't know how I feel about this, but, like, all these companies are like... Like, I hate Alex Jones, but it's weird that they're all pulling him because they're like, well, this is bullshit. And I'm like, well, for freedom of speech versus... I know that he's making money, you know, like he's making money selling doomsday shit, but they don't take down the religious stuff that's bullshit. Like there's a religious guy who sells those buckets of food and they don't pull him down. And I'm just like, where? Okay, once you start doing censorship, where does it stop and who's in charge of it? Because someone was in charge of that.
Well, it's 100% bottom line influence. So it's like they don't care. Freedom of speech. I'm like super pro freedom of speech, but that's a privately owned company like Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can sort of like do whatever they want. They can ban anybody for any reason they want because it's a private company. They're allowed to do that. Except for, like, I feel like religion might be.
I mean, that's what that. Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Religion might be protected. Like, sexual orientation might be protected. Like,
it's weird to me that.
So to finish my point, like, I think like enough people were complaining about Alex Jones, and whoever is supplying Twitter with money is going like, dude, fuck this Alex Jones guy. He's like, he's an alt-right weirdo, and so Twitter's just like, yeah, all right, fuck it. Like, Walmart doesn't want to be a part of this, so Walmart's got a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's just, like, whoever complains the loudest.
I'm just... Well, here's where my shock factor comes in my head, is that, like, I... Christianity, to me, Catholicism, any of these churches that have been hiding the priests that have been molesting children... And then all the shit that came out where these priests were having sex with nuns, which is like, you know, that's
hot.
It's hot shit. You have these priests having sex with children, having sex with nuns,
not making both.
Yeah, yeah.
There's priests who are just fucking anything.
Yeah, and then making the nuns get abortions. This all came out this year.
See, that seems like a bad call. Like, have them have the kid and then fuck the kid.
Free kid.
Then you get like an endless supply of kids.
So you have all of this shit going on, and this gets brushed aside. Sure, it's embarrassing, but this gets brushed aside. And I'm like, this is basically the equivalent of a terrorist group because you are hiding the priest amongst... From persecution. I know that like shit's kind of coming out now, but they kind of are like, I don't know. If you look this up, it's just frustrating because as much as I hate Alex Jones, I hate rapey priests more.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess the what's the recourse? Like, how do you? It's a huge cover up, so you don't even know that these crimes are taking place, right? Because they haven't been reported. Because
yeah,
the Catholic Church covers them up. So it becomes all sort of hearsay. And then how do you...
But now they're finally getting in trouble. And then still everybody's just kind of like, oh, that was bad. At least they got in trouble. I'm like, you ruined thousands of lives
mm-hmm.
that trusted you. And I'm just like, the church's response to me... should cover the priest's actions, you know, and they don't. They've been hiding them.
Yeah, but how do you catch them? Like, how do you get any of this?
I'm saying though, they're finally getting in trouble now. There's a lot of them getting in trouble now,
mm-hmm.
and even with them getting in trouble, it's still kind of being ignored. I'm like, they're right there. We have them. I don't know the answer. It's easy to point things out. I'm just like, man, just if you're with me on this, just picture how much you hate Alex Jones. And now these guys that have been raping children and raping nuns.
Oh, it wasn't consensual?
Not the ones that have gotten in trouble.
The nuns didn't want some of that hot priest dick?
No.
These are like my YouPorn searches.
I don't know. I'm just frustrated that this is even just getting pushed aside in such a way that like people don't even.
I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by it. I mean, I think like you know that whole that Spotlight movie when what was it, the Boston? I don't know the name of the newspaper.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
It
see
was
that
a big
movie,
deal, and that sort of like brought it to a lot of people's attention. But then it's like how do you. This is like an international crime ring. Like, who's in charge of it? Who is in charge of investigating it? Like, is the Boston PD going to go down to the local church and be like, You're under arrest?
Yeah, that, and, you know, with the police that were involved, too. It's just like, I'm just like, I know that a lot of people are in shock, but there's a lot more people that still kind of don't even know about it. And it's like, well, we kind of have to start burning the witches.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad analogy.
Most definitely, but they're basically, I feel like they're still getting away with it.
No, they are, right? Because, like, I haven't heard of, like, a bunch of arrests in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, time to burn some fucking witches. But these are legit.
Well, okay, so we should... Well, wait, what was Boondock Saints about? They weren't killing priests, right? They liked priests?
I never saw it.
You never saw it? Did you see...
I wanted to, because the guy was from Fort Collins, right?
No. Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Shit, he was. Did you see Overnight?
No.
The documentary about that guy?
Uh-uh.
What? Dude, watch that immediately.
Okay, should I watch the movie first?
You don't need to.
Okay.
It's all about him just getting a huge head and like getting a, like Harvey Weinstein bought him a bar.
Was he involved with the cartoon version? Not that that matters, but did they bring it up in the documentary?
There was a cartoon?
Yeah, Boondock Saints.
Like a comic?
I think it was a comic and a cartoon. Movie, comic, then cartoon.
Oh, well, I'm sure he had a piece of that, yeah. But I think it's called Overnight. I'm almost positive it is, and it's fucking great. It's like one of the best documentaries, because this guy's such a fucking douchebag, dude.
That's so funny, because I'm 99% sure he's from Fort Collins, and that's why I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this. Somebody from hometown made it.
I can't believe you didn't watch it in like college.
Well, I missed it. Back then, I watched everything, so I don't know how I missed it.
It was just one of those under the radar, because it was like an independent movie.
Because the person, because he came back, like Emily worked on something that he was doing. It was like, it's the Boondock Saints guys from Fort Collins.
She worked on something when we were in college?
Yeah, she like worked on a movie they were doing.
Was it Sign of the Times?
I don't know.
Do you remember when John Ashton showed up to... a film shoot in Fort Collins and was like, why am I not in this?
I remember people talking about it. I remember you talking about it. John Ashton is the bald guy from Beverly Hills Cop, Judge Reinhold's partner.
Troy Duffy is from Connecticut. That's why, yeah, it would have been weird if he was from Fort Collins.
Is it just one guy?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe... maybe I heard Todd talk about it because he was from his hometown. I don't know. Whatever. It's not from Fort Collins?
No, he's from... See, it would have been weird if he was from Fort Collins because Boondock Saints is all like...
Did he go to CSU?
I don't know. Is that like... Can I even find that out? Let's see.
I mean, I hope I got something right in this story.
I mean, maybe he did shoot something in Fort Collins, but I just don't know.
Then that's the thing then. The Boondock Saints guy shot a movie in Fort Collins. That's what I think happened then.
But he really didn't do... I think he only made Boondock Saints and Boondock Saints 2.
What's his name? Troy Duffy?
Boondock Saintser. Yeah, Troy Duffy.
Ooh, the Google search part of the show.
His Wikipedia does not say where he went to college. I don't believe. We need some like music to throw in when we're both just looking at our computers.
What? I love it when you find articles and they don't have the year, because here's Boondock Saints playing in Fort Collins. It's St. Patrick's Day, so we figured we'd have a screening of the Boondock Saints. This might be current.
I doubt it. That movie didn't age well in the public opinion.
Oh, 2014. That's funny because it's, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're going to crack it right now.
all right, let's get to... I'm going to read a couple male things.
So, no females here.
Male things. This is from Alex.
That could be a female.
Alexander, well, I don't want to say the whole name because you said...
Oh, Alexander, that's a male.
Hey, guys, love the podcast. I've listened through the entire back catalog twice. Not all at once. Wait, I'm only a 5, not a 7 or an 8. So a 3. I always look forward.
When was this email sent? We haven't used that scale for a long time.
It was this month.
Well, maybe you should stop listening to the back catalog and hit up those new releases.
I always look forward to hearing your drunken disclosure, and I love all your guests. I'm happy to see you guys doing follow-ups on past topics. On the subject of topics, here are some of my own suggestions for y'all. I've seen these in Willie in the past, but I thought this might be more convenient. Ooh parts. These are obscenely old artifacts that are sometimes found inside of coal. Yes. Crazy. Yes, I've heard of this.
Ooh parts?
Yeah. It's like, the, you know, what would they find? I don't know if this happened, but they like found a hammer. Let's say they found a hammer inside of some coal. So in order for the coal to be made, it would take, you know, thousands upon thousands of years, and there's a fucking hammer inside. The Peruvian skulls, the elongated skulls found on a specific site in the Andes Mountains. Yes, I've the Peruvian skulls are nutso. They're just like in this back room of this museum that they have them stashed in there.
Uh-huh.
Lizard people mummies. Okay, I want to know about this.
Lizard people mummies. That's not two topics. That's one topic?
Yeah. Also from Peru, these chameleon-like bodies were dug up in 2014, I think. The x-rays look crazy. They have ribs all the way down the spine like a snake. Ooh, cool. Russian homunculus. Check this one out on YouTube. This guy supposedly created a weird creature in his basement. The thing looks too realistic for me. Awesome. To see fakery, but maybe you guys would notice something. Follow up on We Did Not Exist Before 9/11. This was
We can't do a Bugman. We can't do a Bugman follow up.
I keep asking, I know. One of my favorite episodes, you guys touch on some really interesting ideas about life and nostalgia and existence. Okay. Wade, I love you, dude, man. I know you're kind of hard up for affection from the listening world. Two things for you. Your coffee maker from the 80s is super cool. With the way things are going culturally, you can probably get away with saying it's vintage. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you can the hard water out of it once in a while.
Yeah, clean. I run
vinegar?
Yeah.
Nice. As an avid pyromaniac, I'm sorry for what happened with your $30 calendar. Most glass, even tempered, cannot stand up to direct flame because glass is a good insulator. The different parts are expanding at different rates, and that causes it to break.
Well, okay, what about this? Can I put a coffee mug in the oven? Because that's my next plan. If I put the oven on like 200, like whatever the lowest setting is.
I think... Wow.
Because I think that's what I'm going to try next. I wanted to try it today, but today got away from me.
For recycling candles, one of the best ways is to sit it on a hot plate of your coffee maker. It'll take some time, but it...
Oh, interesting.
But it is entirely glass safe.
Holy shit. So this email ties itself together.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good idea. Okay. The problem is there's wax on the outside of the mug, so I would need like a saucer. Well, I guess I could just scrape it in, because I don't want it waxed all over my coffee maker.
You could clean it.
All right, cool. Next week I'll have an update on the $30 candle.
Here's an email from Calamari. What a Willie take on Space Santa, but you're probably not wrong. If I could follow up my previous question, how do you think traditions would evolve for spacefaring humans?
So hang on. This is a follow up to it. What did we say about Space Santa?
Well, I was going off about how
Oh, you got very political about it immediately. if Santa would survive, if we go to Mars, does the myth of Santa survive?
Well, and then here's the other thing too. This is a weird thing because, and I could be wrong. I don't know, but I feel like Santa is really more of a white society thing.
Yeah, sure. I think it's definitely Western, right? I mean, like...
Yeah.
Because China foundations are like Nordic,
does China
right?
have Santa? Because supposedly they have more people than anybody, right? And they're going to take over.
I don't think they have Santa.
I don't think so either. How do you think traditions would evolve for spacefaring humans? For example, if there was an Xmas gift-giving event with a mythical person like Santa Claus, how would they update the mythos? Like maybe an interdimensional space whale that vomits presents under the hollow screen? Well, I mean, like let's say we go into space. Like okay. What?
One, two, three.
What we religions go into space. Are going to oh, fail?
Doing the, you're not doing the Naked Gun joke? Let's say we go into space. Sorry. I'm
we
sorry.
Go into space.
I would be more interested in, like, is walking under a ladder still bad luck? Because is that even bad luck now? That was definitely bad luck when I was a kid. I haven't heard it in so long.
For the most part, it is. I still... Well, you know, it's funny. Anybody that says this at work, they're like old school. Don't walk under the ladder.
Well, it's almost like I could drop something and it would hit you in the head. It just makes sense to not walk under a ladder.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's still considered bad luck. Is breaking a mirror still bad luck? Have these things gone away?
No, they haven't.
They still exist?
But the Santa thing is weird to me because... Do you attach Santa to Christianity?
No, not really.
Because I don't either, but it kind of is, you know? And so, like, I wonder...
Only because it's a Christian holiday. And so if you don't do a Christian holiday, then...
If we go into space, are we going to recognize all religions? Or is...
No.
Is there going to be one religion that kind of sticks with the rules?
No,
the none. Kind of the way that...
No religion. No religion in space, man. In space, no one can religion.
But religion kind of is a big part of the United States, you know? It's like...
Not for the scientists who are putting us in space.
But like you know...
No, obviously there's going to be religion. I wouldn't say that one would take over, no. Because I think even now it's getting more... People are... There's got to be less Christians now than... 20 years ago.
But, you know, like...
I mean, in America, as far as ratios.
Like... You know, I'm stupid, but, who was the lady that got sworn into Congress this year that had, you know, she has a burqa? I don't know, but
I remember seeing the headlines.
I'm like, it definitely was a big deal for a lot of people. And it's like, well... Fuck your Christianity, because that's why it was a big deal.
Well, xenophobia, right? Like, it's not... I guess it's Christians because we're Americans and that's the main thing. Do the Mormons have a problem with it? Are Mormons Christians? That's a real question.
Yes, because they believe... Jesus came to North America after...
Right, so...
Was it during his 30s when he was missing? Is that when he came to North America? Or, I don't know. I mean, I assume you don't know either, but
I definitely don't know. But what didn't he die when he was like 23? Isn't that the whole?
I thought he was 32. Was it 32?
I think
it was
32. I have no idea. I never went to Bible school.
I think it's funny if you know and you're just mad listening to us guess, but I think he died when he was 32 or 33, one of the two.
The first time? What happened when he came back? Did he just hang out?
When he came back, he basically proved that he was the Messiah.
So he went around and he did like the water into wine type stuff? Or was that before?
That was before. That was him getting his name. And it's funny because the water into wine was like an Egyptian street magician. Egyptian street magician tricks.
Uh-huh.
Water into wine... I don't know, all the things that Jesus did.
I'll bet Egyptian street magician is an Eminem lyric somewhere. I don't know, man. Traditions are weird. I don't keep up on any of them. I don't have a family, so I feel like that's a lot of tradition stuff that I just don't, like, I don't think about, you know?
Yeah. I mean, picture the Hallmark holiday surviving on a spaceship. Well, now we're kind of fucked because now that there's this entity that says that they are in charge of all the holidays and anybody can pay to make anything a holiday. And so now there's hundreds of holidays.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a hot dog day.
Yeah.
So when you go into space and you miss Earth, all of those Hallmark holidays and all of the fake holidays, they're going to become real because it's like, remember hot dogs?
No, I'll bet hot dog overtakes Valentine's Day. Because you take a bunch of hot dogs and you're like, this is only for hot dog day. And then everyone looks forward to hot dog day.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, Valentine's Day? What the fuck is that?
Because what's dating going to be? You know, we take for granted the things that we have. But if we go into space, we're not going to have cell phones. Because they're not going to be like, we got to put in a cell phone tower.
Yes, they will. They 100% will. How are you going to communicate on the ship without your handheld device?
I
always
just picture going into space is going to be such a last-minute thing that it's like, we got to just build a ship, just go.
Oh, see, you're picturing a completely different version of the future than I am. Because you're picturing a, like, doomsday, let's get the fuck out of here thing.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing a, like, we did it. We're going to go colonize space now. And in my scenario, Christmas comes. In your scenario, I don't know, because how do you give gifts to people?
What if, like, I could picture...
Because my ship has a shopping mall in it.
I could picture, let's say we had these metal boxes, right? And the metal boxes, you fold, they're like multiple-sided, maybe they're different colors, and you fold it into a tree.
Okay.
For Christmas. Uh-huh. And then for, you know, then there's a different configuration. So there's like a set of boxes that collapses into, you know, a size of a regular little box that you can use for all of the holidays. Okay, put it into the Easter configuration.
You know why I could see that being right is because almost like the same sort of like, I can't think of the word, but like in LA or in most of, I guess, Southern California, there's no seasons. There's very, very like minor seasons. But I feel like the years go by so much faster because you're not seeing it happen.
Yeah.
And in space, that's definitely not going to happen. So it would be like the reason you would want to do that stuff is to be like, oh, it's March. It's St. Patty's Day. Make the thing green and in the shape of a leprechaun and we'll drink, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's interesting because you would definitely want that. Otherwise, you would go crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I feel like when you get into space, then you want to watch the seconds go by because it's like, wow, slow down time, slow down.
Wait, so would it slow down?
No, but you'd want it to because it would basically speed up because you'd look at the same four walls forever.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like you do everything you can to slow it down. Oh, it's brush your tooth day. I remember that last year. That's
brush your tooth day.
365. I think that's every day. Because we would stick to the Earth year.
And we would have to.
Yeah.
Because how else would we keep track of time?
And I feel like there'd be a holiday every day just so the people in charge are keeping you busy.
No. God damn it. Why do you make everything like that? Why can't this be a perfect society where we're all like, let's go into space. Let's see what's out there. We're cool. We figured out Earth. We're all cool now. Let's go to space. And then you go and it's like, oh, fuck, time is crazy up here. Let's have some festivities to like lighten this mood up.
The reason why I can't see that is because
you're a pessimist.
Well, no, I don't want to be. I feel like everyone's a piece of shit is why. Because it's like, because picture this. Oh, we need more oxygen on deck six because my six cats are using up all my oxygen. And I don't want them to die, so I need a little bit more oxygen. Let's say you could tell the difference from having pets and having the pets like breathe more oxygen. You know, I'm just saying everyone has their own personal gripe
that's going to
tear down the whole system.
Don't you think oxygen would become a utility and the more you use, the more you would pay for?
I would hope so, but then you could just like leave your door open, you know, to get
if you want to pay for it. Then you're just giving everybody oxygen.
Well, like they have to have oxygen in the hallway, so then you're stealing oxygen from
that's what taxes are for.
The community area. We wanted to have turkey this year like we always do.
Who are these demanding people that you're going into space with?
I feel like that's, you know, if you ever listen to a town hall meeting, it is like, because I've listened to so many town hall meetings being like, What is it that people are fighting for? You know, just to be like, I should get more involved. Listen to town hall meetings just to see what. And everything's just so weirdly specific to, I got this tree in front of and it's ruining the sidewalk.
You're complaining about baby boomers. They're not going to space.
Good.
It's going to be post millennials, right?
What are they complaining about?
Nothing yet.
What happens when you take away their soda?
Their soda?
Do they all drink soda?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the soda industry. But you just hate people, man.
Well, the thing is, I feel like people.
It's very unattractive, Willie.
I feel like people end up taking away themselves from their society.
Yeah.
By doing these little weird complaints, and I'm like, well, in most situations, people have to listen to them. And it ruins the whole thing.
Nobody has to. You can ignore them.
Well, you know, but in the same vein, the town hall meetings where everyone's got their gripes. It's like, okay, Mr. Jones, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, but, you know, the flip side of that is like really corrupt town hall, like whatever those people are, those city council people. Like those motherfuckers get corrupt so fast because it's so small scale that no one's looking after
I'll give
them.
You a free boat ride if you do this. Oh, I'll take a free boat ride.
Right. So
I think I heard a knock at your door.
I told him just to enter.
Oh, okay.
But we can end it. It's about time.
Just a quick to end this. He's got some 200th episode ideas. Was coming up way quicker.
Oh, this is still the same email?
Yeah. Get that maniac Justin on the show. Well, we'll still try to get Justin.
He won't come on this.
Maybe take a field trip. Drink and record while you try to summon ghosts or UFOs or look for Bigfoot. That's cool. Thanks, Calamari. Yeah, we should do something. I know that if it's guest-based, then the guests better feel important.
I feel like at this point, we should just ignore the 200. Because what are we going to do? I don't have any money.
I know. And if we're outside, it's just going to sound like shit.
Yeah, we need to find a producer who will just pay for us to go do cool stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
let's get Harmon back on.
And soon. Have him pay to go do something?
Let's just do it at his house. It'll be different.
Yeah, but dude, I was so allergic to the dogs by the end of that.
Oh, yeah?
I don't even remember the end of the episode. I thought I was in the bathroom or something. Just blowing my nose. You don't remember that?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't know what to do for 200. We'll probably just end up doing nothing. Sorry.
Maybe we'll have a big tweet fest.
What does that mean?
We could just. I don't want to do it live. Like we could record it live, and have live tweets happen while we're recording.
Yeah, I forgot to. I want to go on Instagram Live right now, and I forgot to.
Yeah, if we did Facebook or Instagram Live and have people allowed to ask us questions and have a guest on that'd be willing to answer questions too, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that might be fun. We could do something like that. All right, how do I do this?
I've never done Instagram Live.
Oh, here it is.
Are you doing story or live?
Very easy.
Are they different things or the same thing?
They're different things. Okay, why don't we wrap it up? Willie, what are we going to be talking about?
We're talking about this new rollout of the 5G.
What?
5G coming out at you from all these fucking cell companies. Is it actually harmful? Like, are they just... I feel like they've just pushed past everything and it's actually a bad idea and it's not ready for... that they're going to kill people.
5G?
Yeah.
5G is going to kill people?
That's what I think.
Okay. And we're talking with our good friend David Phillips. I wrote with him on Rick and Morty. He's a fun guy. Yeah, I think that's it. Real Life Sci-Fi on Instagram. Real Life Sci-Fi 1 on Twitter. I don't have my glasses on. 3 people in the live chat. WadeandWillie@gmail.com. Facebook group. You can see us wherever. Figure it out. We're around. Go to our Tee Public store for shirts.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some more on there. I haven't done in a while, but
alright, Willie.
What's up?
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about everything.
Real life. No. Sci-fi.